Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Myatt races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the first, and Johnson is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Connolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is one for one in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Klein covering. Safe. Cecil moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's 1 to nothing. Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive towards third. Pickering reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pickering scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson pinch hits for Marty McManus. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to second. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olson scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Olsen now playing second base. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vozmik hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Vozmik reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vozmik moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Burnett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett scores. Averill moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olsen moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olsen scores. Alexander moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Com steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Worstler. Burnett moves to second. Ed Durham now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Worstler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Ed Durham. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.